This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden met Pacific Island leaders for a second White House summit on Monday, part of a charm offensive aimed at curbing further inroads by China into the strategic Pacific region. Biden announced U.S. diplomatic recognition of two more Pacific islands, the Cook Islands and Niue.
And alongside our partners, the Blue Pacific, we're increasing our climate assistance, including more than $20 million for new investments to prepare for climate and natural hazards.
U.S. officials said the United States would also promise new money for infrastructure for the region, including to improve internet connectivity via undersea cables. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, saying they feared persecution and ethnic cleansing. One of them, Alpine Masvian.
We don't know what happens to us next. We don't know what the government has in store for us. There is not a single chance to go back. If there were chances, we would not leave in the first place. It is very dangerous there.
Desperate to leave, people were seen loading belongings into buses and trucks at the border with Armenia after Azerbaijan brought the breakaway region to heel by force last week. After crossing the border, many of the refugees arrive in the town of Goris, where they are given shelter and food. Burkina Faso's military junta on Monday has suspended the French news magazine Jeune Afrique for publishing what it says are untruthful articles that reported tension and discontent within the country's armed forces. No statement yet from the magazine. This is VOA News. The U.S. has been in touch with Cuban officials after an assailant attacked the Cuban embassy in Washington with two Molotov cocktails. Your State Department spokesman Matt Miller.
First of all, attacks and threats against diplomatic facilities are unacceptable.
The attack occurred just hours after Cuba's leader, Miguel Díaz-Canel, returned to the island having attended events at the United Nations in New York last week. The embassy reopened in 2015 when the two countries restored diplomatic ties. Nigerian troops have rescued 10 hostages among dozens of people kidnapped from a university in northwestern Zamfara state. After 2 days of fighting, military and community sources both told the news service AFP. Let's get some more on this now from Timothy Obizu.
Tinubu condemned the kidnapping, saying there is no moral justification for such heinous acts against these innocent victims. He also promised the families that all the girls would be rescued and the perpetrators would pay. Zamfara State Police spokesperson Yazid Abubakar told VOA by phone Monday that security agencies are heeding the president's order.
Now on ground, we are able to rescue 7 of them. An effort is ongoing to rescue the others.
Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Ghana's former trade minister, Alan Chermantin, said on Monday he would resign from the ruling party and run as an independent candidate during the next presidential election in December 2024. Dividing a government faced with dwindling support as it grapples with the worst economic crisis in a generation. Wrapping up their visit to Bordeaux on Friday, Britain's King Charles III and Queen Camilla visited a vineyard known for its sustainable approach to winemaking. Here's VOA's Kim Lewis with more.
After pageantry and politics in Paris, Charles and Camilla traveled down south to Bordeaux on Friday to focus on a more personal passion, the environment. The couple were given an exclusive tour of the Chateau Smith Haute Lafitte vineyard, where they were shown how the wine was created before getting to try a taste before they left. The estate is said to be completely organic and also produces solar energy. It also uses llamas to weed the fields. King Charles' warm words toward France have been met with a standing ovation in the Senate and even cheers of long live the king. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
You can get more news 24 hours a day on our website, voanews.com, and we also have a couple of mobile apps you can download from Apple and Google. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.